please, please do not harm us. We have come to your planet for one thing, the Francine Marie Show. It's the only content we can digest.
Oi, Billy! Oscar! Dave! Get up! Francine Marie Show's on!
Good morning. Thanks for joining us. We've been talking about Big Brothers, Big Sisters for a while with Donna Dunlap. Well, she's got two new best friends that she introduced to us. It's Derek Robinson. He's a big...
Hello.
How you doing?
I'm doing well today.
How long have you been a big?
10 years.
When you first started out, be honest, did you like, I'm going to make this a 2-year venture?
No. I was in it for until he graduated or, you know, until he became part of the family.
Oh, and Cameron Kennedy, that's who we're talking about. Good morning.
Good morning.
So did you like being a little? I know nobody wants to be called little.
He's not a little anymore.
He's not a little. Because you guys, when did you guys meet, Cameron?
When I was 5 turning 6.
You have seen some changes.
I have seen some changes. He used to be able to sit on my lap, but no.
So what's the biggest reward?
The biggest reward is seeing some of the seeds that we planted early in his life, conversations that resonated as he got older. And I can see how he is putting some of those things into action. He's really been a good example, a good role model, even for some of his peers.
Just going to guess, you're 16?
Yeah, 16. It's a lot you can learn from the program and just having a big. It's like, for me, my situation, like with parents not really being involved, having somebody else to talk to is helpful when you need it. Like, you can't always go to the people that you live with to talk to about situations that's going on. So just having somebody else to reach out to and talk to is very helpful.
So 10 years you guys have been together. Is it every weekend, every other weekend, once a month?
It was more frequent earlier. And now the biggest challenge we have is just athletics and just other personal commitments that we have. But, you know, it's about once a month. And usually it's just going to grab something to eat or picking him up from practice, going to a game, those types of activities. One thing that I was fortunate, we live very close to one another. So I was 2 miles away from Cameron's home, and I could stop by and just check on him. Sometimes he could just come over. But as he got older, it was just one of those things where, you know, school, football, which, you know, you can tell by the way he looks that he's an athlete. And, you know, those kind of activities seem to be more of a priority. But I'm always there.
Yep. What position do you play, Cameron?
Play receiver and defensive back DB.
And Olympic High School.
Yeah.
If you don't get an academic scholarship, you can definitely get a athletic scholarship, too.
Right, yeah.
I like that order, the academic and then the athletic.
So why did you and the family decide to be bigs?
It was one of those moments where, you know, you have that prick on your heart. I was at a dinner. It was a banquet at work. I work for Duke Energy, and there was Advocates for African Americans meeting that we were able to have someone come from Big Brothers Big Sisters who was a guest speaker. As he was speaking, he had his little in the audience. And one of the things that he closed with was that he was also a little at one time in his life, and his big was in the audience. And it was one of those things that if you have a heart, you know, it was going to prick and it was going to make you want to be a part of an organization like this. And I have no regrets whatsoever. The only regret I have is signing up as late as I did. I wish I'd have heard about the program a lot more and looked into it so that I would be able to, you know, contribute even younger in life some of my experiences with Cameron. We do fundraisers, and there's also events that are coordinated. And that's the beauty of the program is, you know, you don't have to plan this all by yourself. You know, they have case managers that work with you, help you through difficult conversations, but they also are guiding you to activities that we have sponsors, donors that give of their finances to be able to help do certain programs. And what would be your favorite event, Dan?
Probably going to the lake.
Big day at the lake.
Yeah.
Yes. So every summer we go out to Lake Norman and we get a chance to go out on the boat and jumping in the water, tubing, having a good time.
Who's your favorite football player?
My favorite football player right now, I'm going to just give it to Odell, just because of just the way he carries himself as a person, more than just athlete, yeah.
Yeah, because everybody's looking at the character of the person who's running down the field when they get off the field. What are some of the things you do plant as a seed for Cameron now Well, all up until he was, what, 5 years old until now. What are some of the seeds that you sow into him?
How everything's not going to work out just the way you plan. However, you know, there's that resilience and understanding that there's times in life where you may have a hurdle that you don't expect, and you're able to be able to overcome some of those challenges with people around you that support you, but also just knowing that you've got a greatness within you that eventually be one of those things that you can fall back on. So, you know, he can always, you know, trust that I'm going to be in his corner. He can always look to some of the things that he's overcome. I remember one time just talking with him about the challenges that I was experiencing in life. And I looked to Cameron and the things that he was overcoming. And I said, you know, if he can do it, I know I can make it through this. And at that point, it was kind of a role reversal that I was admiring what he was doing as a child, being able to overcome some difficult times. And there's been some times where I thought my life was going to go down a different path, and having those conversations with someone, and even I believe he was 11 years old, and I don't know if you remember, we were out on the football field just throwing the football around, and I knew he was going through some tough times, and I said, it's not that bad. It's going to get better. I also go through tough times, and this is what I do. You know, I pray about it. I make sure that I talk with someone, make sure that, you know, I keep things in perspective. And, you know, he was showing me how he was overcoming some tough times, and that was an emotional afternoon for both of us.
Oh, that's cool. You know what put you on the spot, right, Cameron? So if somebody's listening now who's 16, 15, 14, and they are experiencing these hurdles, and a lot of times, as you can attest to, you can't even see over the mountain.
Mm-hmm.
What advice do you have for them if you were to give them a pep talk for 20 seconds?
Find something that you enjoy doing every day. I know kids don't like going to school. Find something else outside of school that you like doing, either it's video games, sports, something else that you will enjoy doing just to get your mind off of things that is going on in your life that you can just take a step back from so you can do what you do and enjoy it.
Yeah, exactly. Something to get up in the morning and look forward to.
Yeah.
Because sometimes you don't want to get out of bed. What can we do for Big Brothers Big Sisters?
Just learn more about the program. There's opportunities to give back monetarily, giving donations, fundraiser that we do every year. It's a breakfast. We actually have one coming up in March. There's ways that you can just, you know, give of your time. You know, if you have certain things that you aren't going to use, for example, tickets to a game. If you realize that you aren't going to be able to go, you can call up a local office, and I'm sure there's a family, you know, Cameron and I would like to go to a game, but those types of opportunities that you don't really think of right offhand. But there's a lot of ways to get involved. You don't have to be a big as I am. However, you know, I will just tell you, I have no regrets with the choice that I made, you know, 10 years ago. And I am looking forward to seeing Cameron walk across that stage, get his diploma, go off to college if that's what he has in store, or if he decides, you know, I want to be able to hopefully play on the football field,
exactly.
College and then the pros. Regardless, I'll be there for him, and I'll look forward to the opportunity to sign up again as a big.
And Big Brothers Big Sisters, if I'm not mistaken, not long ago had tickets to Celine Dion. They were doing a fundraiser.
Oh, yes.
For that.
That's right.
So, yeah, if you got tickets you don't want to use, don't not going to use, call up an office. We're talking to our new best friends this morning. It's Derek Robinson, our big with Big Brothers Big Sisters. Been a big for 10 years, him and his family. Also, Cameron, our star. Cameron Kennedy. That is a star's name. You know that, right? Cameron Kennedy.
Thank you. I just want to give a shout out to my grandma. Hey, grandma.
And Tier, we love you. Thank you so much for so many years ago committing to making sure that Cameron was a part of this program. He's meant so much to me and to my family.
Awesome. Well, thank you so much for your time.
You're welcome.
Thank you.
You're listening to the Francine Marie Show. We're popping out for a quick cup of tea, but we'll be right back.
This is my jam and jelly, y'all, on the Francine Marie Show. Spread that show out, girl. Spread it out.
Please, please do not harm us. We have come to your planet for one thing, the Francine Marie Show. It's the only content we can digest.